You are listening to the Mindset Mama podcast, hosted by me, Tiffany Nguyen. I'm a wife, mom, and mindset coach that is obsessed with helping moms free themselves of guilt, uplevel their momfidence, and unlock their inner mama sparkle. Each week, me and my special guests are coming to you with tips and tools to help you step into your power and become the mom that you have always dreamed to be. Are you ready to unleash your mama superpowers? If yes, then let's go.
Hello, mamas. Today's Mindset Mama Minute episode is actually a snippet from a live training and question and answer session that I did inside of the Mindset Mama Facebook group. If you are not a part of this group, you need to get in there ASAP. I am always doing giveaways and trainings and lots of fun stuff in there. If you go to facebook.com/groups/themindsetmama, you can get in there or just search The Mindset Mama on Facebook. There is so much fun stuff going on in there all the time, and I would love for you to be a part of it and also share it with your mama friends. Today's episode is going to dive a little bit more into what exactly I do. I know that a lot of you have been confused a little bit about what exactly a mindset coach is, how I work with moms, and I get messages all the time on how I can help you live your best mama life. So if you are interested, tune into today's episode and get all of the juicy details. And if you are interested in working with me further, you can get all of the info in the show notes when you click details, and there are going to be all of the links there for you to either sign up with coaching for me or to shoot me an email so you can learn what is the best fit for you. I look forward to working with you mamas, and I am so excited to share a little bit more of how I can help you become the mama that you have always dreamed to be.
I wanted to give you guys just a little bit of info on me, who I am, why I'm here, because I know that we have so many new faces in the group, which is super exciting. So welcome. If you are new to the group, if you don't know me, maybe you found me on the podcast, maybe you found me on the Instagram just recently, or maybe you were invited by a friend into the group. I just wanted to say hello. My name is Tiffany Nguyen. I am a wife and mom. I am a behavior change specialist and life coach, and I work specifically with moms to help empower you to get off the struggle bus and start living a life that is full of joy and ease and flow in the chaos of motherhood. Threw this together super last minute, so if you are watching, thanks so much for coming in live. I'm actually going to leave this up only for maybe like 24 to 48 hours after we finish recording, because I'm going to pull it down and I'm going to use this video as a bonus in my Ditch the Mom Guilt course. So I know a lot of you guys have been sending me messages and asking, like, what the heck is it that you actually even do? And so I wanted to clear that up real quick for you guys, because I am not a parenting coach. A lot of times people come to me asking questions about, like, how to get their child to do this, or they're struggling with this that's happening with their child. And you guys, like, I am not a mom expert. I am not a parenting expert. My kid is like on level 10, 24/7. And so, like, I am not an expert in that area. Like, I'm just not the mom guru, but I am the mindset guru, and I can help you when you are struggling in those areas with your kid, rather than helping you with your kid, which, yes, you probably do want to still do. I help you with you. So I help you in the areas where you're personally struggling and help you to reframe your brain, train your brain to start thinking in a different way. So whenever your kid is acting out and it is doing these crazy things, you're able to rise above it and keep a positive, happy, confident mindset no matter what chaos is happening around you. Because here's the thing. The only people that we have control of is ourselves. Like, you can teach your kid all the magical stuff that you learn in these parenting books and all the magical things that they say is right and wrong whenever you're raising kids. Like, you can do it all perfectly, but we still do not have control of the way our kids are going to turn out. Like, that's just the truth, right? Like, you can feel like you are doing everything perfectly. You can feel like you are doing everything that the doctors have told you to do and that this person has said worked for them. And like, you're doing all the things thinking that you're raising your kids right, but yet you don't have control over the way your child is going to actually take what you're doing with them and turn out. The only person that you have control of is yourself. And so where I come in is I help you by helping you help yourself, because you're the only person you can control. So despite the chaos that might be happening in your life, despite all the just random things that get thrown at you throughout the day and all the chaotic and just insane things that happen in our lives, I teach you the strategies, tips, and tools that you need to always rise above whatever is going on. And I do that through the exact same things that I have done in my own personal life to go from being this person who is super negative, always saw the negative side of things, was down, depressed, anxiety ridden. And that was me a couple of years ago. And when I decided, like, I am so tired of living like this, there has to be a better way to live. There has to be something different. Like, I know God did not put all of these humans on the earth for us to be living miserable lives. Like, that just didn't make any sense to me. Why do I constantly feel so miserable? Why does my life seem to suck so bad? And I was like, this cannot be the way that I'm going to live for the rest of my life. Like, that's not cool with me. Like, I'm not down with that. I don't want to wake up every morning dreading my day. I don't want to go to bed at night feeling like I failed the day. I was so done living like that. And so I was like, there has to be a better way. And I'm not doing it with medication, because that's just going to be a Band-Aid. That's just going to, you know, cover up open wound, and I'm just going to slap a little Band-Aid on it with some medication. Like, I need to get to the root of what is causing me to feel so bad all the time, to be so worried and anxious and just depressed and negative all the time. What is going on in here that I need to fix so that I can be happy out here, and so that I can have joy out here, so that I can have peace and calm and confidence out here? And so I started to do all of these different things in my life, and I tried all these different strategies, and I just was praying, like, God, help me to figure out how I can be a better me. Help me figure out how I can be a happier me. Help me to figure out how I can be the best version of myself. And all these things just started coming to me, and I started to apply these things and started to take these strategies that I was using, and I realized, you know what? If I'm living like this and I'm feeling like this, I'm pretty sure there are so many other mamas out there that are living the same way that I was, and that's not cool with me. That's not cool with me. I have seen, literally, you guys, at least 10 posts, and I literally have tracked and counted, at least 10 posts in the past 2 to 3 days of moms that have used specifically the word mom guilt, guilty, or just something about being overwhelmed when it comes to being a mom. I have literally seen 10 separate people post about that in the past 2 or so days. And that is just like blows my mind that there are this many people out there struggling with this, and it does not have to be that way. It's become such a normal thing that we accept it as just life. We accept that life is going to come with anxiety, and we accept that life is going to come with struggles, and we accept that when we are a mom, that our life is over, basically. Like, that's just the way society has placed that into our heads. But you know what? I ain't down with that. I'm not cool with that. That is not okay with me, and we're not going to live like that anymore. If you feel me, can I get an amen? Because I am not okay with moms walking around beating themselves up. I'm not okay with mamas going to bed at night feeling like they are a failure at raising their children, or feeling like they are a failure with their families, and feeling like they are just suck at everything. That's not okay with me. And that's what I do. I stop you from feeling that way. And so I work one-on-one with people. I work one-on-one with moms to help them with their specific struggles. And I help them get to the root of their problems and what is going on in their lives. And I take it all the way back to their childhood, where we uncover the beliefs that they picked up as kids, as what a mom is supposed to be and look like, and why that they have these certain behaviors and patterns that are causing them to constantly stay in the cycle of negativity or depression or anxiety or stress or overwhelm or just all these different negative emotions. I help them figure out where this is actually specifically coming from, so we can nip it in the bud, start fresh, and create new beliefs, new strategies, new patterns, new behaviors that are going to get them to the mom that they want to be. The positive mom that always looks at the good of things. The happy mom that wakes up excited about the day. And, you know, being a mom, the mom that wakes up every morning and is ready to like rock and roll because they're just happy to be alive. The mom that doesn't stress out whenever life throws them a curveball. And the mom who doesn't take things that happen with their kids as them failing and as them being not a good mom or whatever it is. I help them with that. So I do that in my one-on-one coaching. I also do just spot coaching. So I call these clarity calls. And on these clarity calls, when you are aware of something that is happening in your life that's a repeated pattern that you can't seem to stop, that continues to happen over and over again, on these clarity calls, I help you with that specific spot problem. So it's like spot cleaning, like when you have this like this stain on your shirt or something, and you do just a specific spot treatment on just that one little spot. That's what I do on my clarity calls. On my clarity calls, we take one specific issue and we spot clean it. We clean it out, we get to the root of it, we wipe it off, and we make it shine brand new, look amazing on this call. And then what I love, one of my favorite things, is that I have courses. And so my signature course right now is the Ditch the Mom Guilt course. And that's what we're going to chat about today. The Ditch the Mom Guilt course is a 5-module course. And in each of the modules, I take you through from A to Z how to ditch mom guilt, how you can retrain your brain to think whenever mom guilt pops into your head. You're going to be able to, at the end of this course, one, be able to kick mom guilt to the curb so much faster than you used to. So if you're anything like me, when mom guilt would come in for me before, it would linger and hang out for weeks to months at a time. And it could be like the smallest issue would happen, and I would hang on to that and feel like crap for days and days, and that mom guilt would eat me alive. It would affect me not just as a mom, but in every area of my life. It would affect me in my marriage. It would affect me with my business. It would affect me with my friends. And I would let this one issue of mom guilt spill out into my entire life. And so in this course, I teach you how to nip mom guilt in the bud when she starts to show up. And then I also teach you, this other thing that I teach you in this course is how to stop mom guilt from coming so often. So now mom guilt, I don't get her. She doesn't come hang out with me very much. Yes, she still swings herself in every now and then, but I'm able to sense when that mom guilt is going to come before she even gets here now. And I can be like, bye mom guilt, like, before she even gets to come in and start whispering in my ear all those negative things that make me think that I'm a failure, or make me worried, or make me doubt myself, or make me, you know, just feel really bad. I can sense that she's on her way before she even gets there, and I can push her away before she even gets to say anything and gets anything into my ears. So that's what I teach in the Ditch the Mom Guilt course. And this video that I'm recording right now with you guys is going to now be a bonus in the Ditch the Mom Guilt course. So I also have some other bonuses in the Ditch the Mom Guilt course on self-care and on starting a morning routine that gets you high vibe and feeling really good. And so the Ditch the Mom Guilt course comes with audios so you can listen to my tips and tools and techniques and strategies that you're going to start to apply. And then it comes with a workbook that you can actually use to track your progress, and then also these amazing bonuses. And so I'm going to be adding new bonuses to the Ditch the Mom Guilt course all the time. And so I'm going to be having new things come in for you guys all the time on the Ditch the Mom Guilt course. When these downloads pop in my brain and I'm like, oh, this would be amazing, this would be super beneficial for my people, I'm going to pop it in that course. So that course launched just a couple of weeks ago, and it is amazing. People are, I actually think I just got a text from one of my clients that is doing the Ditch the Mom Guilt course, but she tells me all the time how amazing the course is, because you get the Ditch the Mom Guilt course for free when you sign up with me for one-on-one coaching.
Thank you so, so much for tuning in to the Mindset Mama podcast today. I know that as a busy mom, your time is scarce. And for you to turn this podcast on today means the world to me. I hope that this has benefited you, and I hope that you've gotten something out of this podcast. And if you have, I would love it if you would subscribe to this podcast and also leave me a review. I love reading your reviews and getting to know what you guys truly love about the Mindset Mama. It would also be amazing if you would screenshot today's episode and share it on your Instagram stories and your Facebook stories and all over your social media, and be sure to tag me in it and let me know what you loved about today's episode. I am so excited to bring you guys even more value every single week as we talk about mom life and how we can rock this thing together. I am excited to be on this journey with you. Thanks so much again.